May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to start by asking you a question. Are you a thermometer or a thermostat? The silence and the blank faces tell me you haven't got a clue whether you're a thermostat or a thermometer. So I'm not going to ask you the question again, but think about it. But the strange looks on your face do suggest that you're actually saying, what the bloomin' heck is she talking about? I haven't got a clue what she means. Well, let me start by explaining a little bit. A thermometer reflects its environment. It shows what the temperature is. If it's hot outside, it says it's hot. If it's cold outside, it says it's cold. If we're feeling a little bit hot and we take our temperature, the thermometer will tell us whether it's normal or not. But a thermometer does not exert any influence on what's around it. A thermometer doesn't change the weather, it just reflects what is going on around it. It is designed to be influenced by the weather and doesn't have any effect on what the day is actually like. I think you probably know where I'm going with this by now. A thermostat, on the other hand, has power. It sets the temperature and it changes things. It can change the environment around you. The thermostat changes a humid, hot room into one that is cool and comfortable. I'm sure most of us this week have experienced the power of a thermostat, particularly over this weekend, when the temperatures have dropped slightly. Some would say dramatically, but I would say just slightly. It's actually just a nice temperature for me at the minute. So, what are you? Are you any clearer as to whether you're a thermometer or a thermostat? But it actually does get us thinking a little bit about Jesus' words to us in the Gospel of Matthew. You are the light of the world. Please, people don't light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. You are the light of the world. You are the light of faith, of hope, and love. You are the light of truth and compassion, justice and courage, sensitivity, mercy, and forgiveness. You are the people who have the light of Christ within you, and that light radiates from you, lighting up the world around you. You, each one of you, are the light of the world. Now, given the situation in our world today, that's a massive call, isn't it? It's a mega call. There is no doubt about the shadows and the darkness that we encounter in the world around us. There is the darkness that sin and death brings into our lives and into the lives of people that affects families and communities. The darkness of hunger, of war, of drought, of genocide. But there's also the darkness of depression and anxiety, confusion and hopelessness that blots out any ray of light that would brighten the road ahead. There is the darkness that comes when people have lost their way, like being in a dark forest and not knowing which way is the right way to get back home. They've lost their bearings and don't know right from wrong, how to teach good values to their children, and how to treat other people with respect and value them for who they really are. But that is where we come in. The love of God in Christ, the very light of light, is intended to shine in and through our daily affairs. We are supposed to have this illuminated and illuminating quality. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." But it's actually really hard being a thermostat. It's very hard to influence what is happening around us. It's much easier to be a thermometer. When others around us are scoffing and mocking, all we need to do is to be quiet. Do not make waves. We may even perhaps join in with them in gentle put-downs. But when someone is hurt and alone and sad or feeling offended or betrayed or simply depressed, all we have to do is go on doing what we are doing, as if nothing was happening or needing our attention. All we have to do is be a thermometer. Being a thermometer is to go with the flow. Do not speak about God's power and love. Do not witness by your deeds to God's grace and mercy. You and I alike certainly have plenty of room for improvement, but it's not my intention to take you on a guilt trip. There's a much healthier and more faithful direction for us to take. Let's note the words of Jesus. He's not talking about people generally, but specifically about his followers. He says, "You are the light of the world." There is an emphasis on the word "you." It's as if he is pointing to the group gathered around him, not pointing at any particular individual, but to the whole group. You are, all of you, are at this very moment the light of the world. Not you could be, or you should be. Not even tidy up your act, strengthen your willpower, and commence trying. Not in 10 years' time or by the end of the year. But right now, you are the light of the world. Surely that says something about the relationship of Jesus with each and every one of us. Next, it's good to note that Jesus doesn't say, "All of you are the lights," plural, "of the world." Rather, he says, "All of you are a single beam of light. You are the light of the world." Without a doubt, Jesus is also saying that each person individually is the light of the world. But again, he's emphasizing even more strongly that all of us together become one powerful beam of light. It's a bit like the LED torch that I use when I have to come down to the loo in the middle of the night, so as I don't waken everybody else in the household by putting on the landing light. It has 9 very small LED light bulbs in it. One bulb by itself gives light and does a very good job. But with 9, they shine together as one strong beam of light. To put this into our present day situation, Jesus is saying that it's great that we as individuals are the light of the world, but that together, as fellow Christians in this congregation, and in fact all Christians combined, how powerful would that beacon become, shining light into the world? It would be a light that could hardly be ignored. The 19th century philosopher and skeptic Friedrich Nietzsche said this about the Christians of his day: "They must act like they are redeemed before I believe in their Redeemer." That's the problem we still face today, and Jesus knew it. That's why Jesus had to say in the first place, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Jesus is urging all of us together to be a beacon of light, life, and hope. God-inspired peace and joy, Spirit-given compassion, kindness, understanding, and patience. We are urged, each and every one of us, and as a community within this church, to be Christ-like in our gentleness and tolerance of those who annoy us. Christ-like in our readiness to forgive those who hurt us. Christ-like in our friendliness and the warmth to the stranger. But before we can combine our light into one powerful beam, we need to know what it means to be the light of the world in a personal and individual way. We need to know where the light comes from and what empowers it. Immediately, we might ask the question, "So, how can I be the light of the world?" And we run slap bang into the grace of God. We are left gobsmacked with surprise as we realize that through God's grace and faith and trust, the light of God has already come into our lives. It is already there. Jesus is in our hearts, minds, and souls. He is the one who is the true light. And he is the one who said, "I am the light of the world." It's not our light, but his. The light and love of him in our hearts flows through our words and deeds, and we become a light to the world and those around us. As Jesus implied, when people see these Christ-like qualities in us, this will cause them to stop and ask, what is it that makes these people different? What is it that makes these people shine with such brilliance in the darkness when there is nothing but despair and hopelessness, grief and unkindness in our world? They will see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven, because in you they will see the light of the world. And that's what Jesus tells us. All of us must have really got up the noses of all the religious authorities in Jerusalem. They taught, if you keep all the religious laws and regulations, if you ritually wash and purify yourself each day, if you make the required sacrifices at the temple and avoid any contact with the despicable non-Jews, then just maybe you may begin to be a little light in the darkness of the world. But not so with Jesus. He offers to each of us the free gift of love, simply to come as we are. Allow him to open the windows of our lives to the light and let it touch even the dusty corners of our heart and soul. The light of God is a gift to be lovingly received, celebrated, cherished, and freely shared. Then, without any question, we will be the light of the world. But let's face it, some of us have many doubts. Some have bad habits. Some have guilty secrets. Some rarely pray or read the Bible. Some can get sarcastic about spiritual matters. We can be trite, judgmental, arrogant, or just plain apathetic at times. Dare we believe, even for one moment, that we are the light of the world? The words of our gospel today are not mine. These are the words of a person who knows what is in our hearts. With openness to the guiding and leading of the Holy Spirit, we shall be, in spite of our defects, the light of the world. The tiny bits of faith, hope, and love that the grace of God has sown in our minds and hearts and soul qualify us to be a bearer of the light of Christ. For God's sake, and for the sake of those around us, let us believe in that gift. Please do not fall into the temptation to discredit the power of God in our lives. It is God's light, not our feelings, that counts. Christ is always greater than our darkness. Christians who have gone before us, like Peter, John, Paul, Mary, and a whole list of others, had their failures on a grand scale. Yet, they were indeed beacons in a dark world. By the generous grace of Christ, they were the light of the world. By the grace of God, you are a thermostat, not a thermometer, that brings change to the climate around you. Use that gift to make it happen. And by the generous grace of God, truly believe that you are lights in a dark world.